Agent Mulder's latest 302. Requesting assignment and travel expenses for the both of you.
Sioux City, Iowa. That's the first I've heard of it.
It came up through channels, from Mulder's ASAC to the District G-14 and onto my desk.
I don't understand.
In essence, Mulder is petitioning the Bureau to assign a case number to a tabloid headline.
He must have more evidence.
Not according to his 302, he doesn't.
I admit that is strange. Even for Mulder.
Perhaps it has something to do with this. Take a look.
An X-file?
Has he shared any of this with you? There's no need to protect him. He's the agent of record. He initiated the file himself.
She was his sister. She disappeared 21 years ago. He was 12 and she was 8. He claims that he was in the room when it happened. He recalls a bright light outside the window and a presence in the room.
In your opinion, has Agent Mulder's personal agenda clouded his professional judgment?
In my opinion, no.
But you can't see how it might appear that way. As you know, Agent Mulder's preoccupation with fringe matters has been a big source of friction in the Bureau. This is another case in point. I'm going to disallow the 302.
With respect, sir, at least let me talk with him. And make a recommendation. It just doesn't seem substantial enough to warrant an investigation.
Okay, Scully, so we disagree. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last.
Well, at least if we had a legitimate source, we could...
This is the essence of science. You ask an impertinent question, and you're on your way to a pertinent answer.
What makes this case any more credible than the 100-year-old mother with the lizard baby?
Because the lizard baby wasn't born anywhere near Lake Okoboji.
Oka what?
Boji. Okoboji.
Is that supposed to mean something to me?
If you know anything about trout fishing or UFO hotspots.
Define hotspot.
4 sightings in 1967, August, including one by a National Weather Service plane. This is a light-blasted, digitally enhanced enlargement.
The pilot took that photograph?
Try a Girl Scout with an Instamatic. 4 of the 9 girls in the troop claimed to have seen something. 5 if you include the den mother. The Air Force said it was a weather balloon caught in a wind shear. But there wasn't a weather balloon launched that day within 700 miles. Now read me the names of those Girl Scouts from 1967.
Lisa Terrell, Bonnie Winston, Doreen McAllister, Darlene Moore.
It's the same Darlene Morris.
Darlene Morris, I'm Major Scully, and this is Agent Fox Mulder. We talked with you on the phone last night. Please, come in.
Well, I knew that if I screamed loud and long enough that someone would listen, but I never expected the FBI. This is Kevin. Kevin, say hi.
Would you like some coffee? Some days I can't even get myself up out of bed. And Kevin has been acting so strange. I don't know what to do anymore. I just want her back again.
Miss Morris, during the divorce, was there a custody battle?
Charles had nothing to do with this.
How can you be so sure?
Because I know what happened. It's just like it was before.
Summer of 1967, the Girl Scout troop.
How did you know about that?
Your name's on record at the Center for UFO Studies in Evanston, Illinois.
Really?
Yeah, a pilot for the National Weather Service made a similar sighting over the same area on the same day.
They took her, didn't they, Mr. Mulder?
You said that, Kevin was there the night it happened?
He didn't see anything. He was asleep.
Do you think I might talk to him anyway? Thanks.
You know, I've told the story so many times now. Go to the newspapers and the police. And every time I tell it, people get this look in their eye. Just like the look that you've got right now.
Hey, buddy. Mind if I sit down? Thanks.
Your mom tells me you've been having nightmares.
I guess so.
You want to tell me about them?
No.
All right. What are you doing? You making something? Can I take a look at it? Thanks.
Coming from there.
The TV? I don't know what it is. Maybe a binary sequence of some kind.
Could be anything. Could be nothing. I know you're busy. Look, I know a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend who can get you a ticket to a Redskins game. You got it. All right. You know where to find me? Thanks, Danny.
So, as I was telling your partner, we found no evidence of kidnap. No phone call, no ransom note. And since we didn't turn up a body...
You assume she ran away?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time Ruby Morris ran away from home.
Well, how do you explain what her mother saw?
Well, I think that Darlene has a very active imagination. I've been listening to those stories since the first grade.
So basically, you ignored her statement.
I included it in my report.
But you didn't bother to check it out.
We went out to the campsite. We didn't find anything. Let me tell you something. Darlene's little girl was no prom queen. I can't count the number of times I pulled her out of parked cars or found her puking her guts out by the side of the road. It was just a matter of time before...
Before what?
Before something bad happened to her. And if Darlene needs to make up crazy stories to get past that, fine. But don't tell me to treat it as the truth. I'm not going to waste my time.
I just think it's a good idea not to antagonize local law enforcement.
Who, me?
I'm Mr. Congeniality.
You never know. We might need his help one of these days.
I'll send him a bundt cake.
Are you a friend of Rumi's?
Ruby didn't have friends. She just had people she liked to hang with.
And she liked to hang out with you?
Guess we had some times.
Like the night she disappeared?
It was Greg. She was supposed to see him that night.
Who's Greg?
Her boyfriend, Greg Randall. She was supposed to meet up at the lake. They had stuff to talk about.
What kind of stuff?
Greg got Ruby pregnant. I don't know, whatever. She got herself pregnant.
Do you know what they were planning to do about it?
Gonna leave town. At least that's what Ruby told me.
You know Greg from school?
Greg? School? I don't think so. All he ever did since we met him was pour beer. The Pennsylvania pub.
Into now.
Actually, we were hoping you could tell us.
Greg called in sick about 3 weeks ago, man. I haven't seen or heard from him since.
Any ideas where he might have gone?
No, but if you find him, you tell him he's fired.
This is the hotel we'll be staying at if you hear of anything.
Hey, that's a nice tattoo. What is that?
What's it look like?
Flying saucer. You don't really believe in that stuff, do you?
I take it you don't?
No, I think it's all just a bunch of crazy people howling at the moon.
So, you haven't been out to Lake Okoboji, have you?
No, I haven't. Why?
You should ride with us sometime. You might see something that'll change your mind. Get a killer sunburn in the middle of the night.
Where did you get the document?
Well, if you explain to me what you're talking about, maybe I can help you out. This is a document? Just looks like a bunch of ones and zeros to me.
Tell me where you got it.
Tell me what it is.
Keep playing games, Mulder. I'll haul your ass up in front of the D6. You can explain to them what you're doing obstructing justice.
It's your call, Holtzman. So unless they tell me otherwise, I'm not accountable to anybody outside my subcommittee. I don't care if it's the NSA or the Vatican Police.
It's a defense satellite transmission.
You're kidding.
Just a fragment, but highly classified. We need to know where it came from.
Well, sure. I'll let you know as soon as I find out.
That's it, Mulder. You just bought yourself a one-way back to Washington. We got it.
Great.
What?
You shouldn't have told them. They have no jurisdiction.
Mulder, they're NSA. They think the boy may be a threat to national security.
Come on. How can an 8-year-old boy who can barely multiply be a threat to national security? People call me paranoid.
Well, how did Kevin obtain top secret information? I mean, where do you think he got it from?
Delicate work.
Let's get this to cryptography. Think we got what we needed? Thank you.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
We scanned all 77 pages through the mainframe in Washington.
And none of the information is actionable.
Other than the satellite transmission, nothing can be construed in any way as a national security risk. As far as I know, the boy's being released this afternoon.
So it was just a random set of ones and zeros?
On the contrary, there was nothing random about it.
I don't understand.
All information can be rendered digitally in a series of ones and zeros. When we downloaded the data, we found an amazing range of... Well, see for yourself. Da Vinci's Universal Man. A DNA double helix. Oh, there's lots more.
That's from the Brandenburg Concertos.
But they're just fragments. A few notes here, a few notes there. Some lines from the Quran, a Shakespearean sonnet.
Almost like someone switching channels, huh?
I have nothing to say to you.
Mrs. Morris, please, give me a minute to explain.
Would you please just wait right over there for Mama? I'll be right there. I thought you were both supposed to be here to help us.
This has been a terrible mistake. And I assure you that the government will pay for all repairs and damages.
I don't want your money. I want my daughter back. And I want you to leave us alone.
But your son has seen something.
You stay away from me, and you stay away from my child. Come on, honey. It's okay. Let's go now.
I thought we were headed back into town. Where are we going?
The boy is the key, Scully. I know it.
The key to what?
Finding Ruby. Just think about it for a minute. This is a boy who is receiving all kinds of digitized data from a television screen.
Agent Atsumi said it was a statistical aberration.
No.
Okay, I admit it's not much of an explanation, but
I think that Kevin is a conduit of some kind.
A conduit?
A link or a connection to whoever or whatever took Ruby that night.
But how?
If there was an abduction, it's likely that Kevin was touched in some way.
Mulder, I know what you're thinking. I know why this is so important to you. I know. But there is no evidence indicating an abduction.
That's why we're going to Lake Okoboji. According to the police photos, Ruby and Kevin were sleeping right here.
Just a stone's throw from the forest wall.
Meaning what?
Meaning anybody could have come out of the forest to grab her?
Have you noticed the tree line? Evidence of extreme heat.
Or an electrical storm. Besides which, there's nothing to connect it to the night of Ruby's disappearance.
That's true. Do you think a lightning strike could have caused this? Do you have any idea at what temperature sand solidifies into glass? 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Something was out here, Scully. Something hot enough to turn sand into glass, to singe those trees and to blister the roof of that camper. Grave. Shallow by the smell of it.
Mulder, what are you doing? Mulder, you are disturbing a crime scene. Stop!
What if it's her? I need to know.
Thank you.
You okay, Mulder?
Fine.
Looks like a male Caucasian.
Sir? Victim's name was Greg Randall.
Ruby's boyfriend.
Ruby had a lot of boyfriends.
Before you put that away, can I take a look at it?
Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. A girl from the library.
Who?
We didn't get her name, but she claimed Greg and Ruby had run off together.
Well, Doc Fowler's a buddy of mine. Delivered both my kids. I can find out who had that appointment.
You lied to us the other day. We know that you had the appointment with Dr. Fowler on August 7th. We know that you're the one that's pregnant, not Ruby.
And you don't know nothing, do you?
We can prove it, Tessa. And we can prove that Greg was the father.
So what if he was the father?
This is very serious. Do you understand how serious this is? Now, you've waived the right to an attorney. So if you lie to us here today, you could be charged with perjury.
Promise me we'd be in L.A. by Christmas. He had a friend there, and I'd never seen the ocean.
You said that he and Ruby were seeing each other. You said that they were planning to meet at the lake. Is that true?
Look it. I was nowhere near the lake that night, okay?
Sure you were, Tessa. You knew they were meeting, so you sat there and you waited for them. You were angry and you were jealous.
I wasn't.
You sat there and you waited, and when they showed, you killed him first. Isn't that how it went?
No.
You snuck up from behind him and you shot him in the back. Bam! And then you killed Ruby. Bam! What was she doing right before she died, Tessa? Was she pleading for her life? Was she running away?
I didn't kill her.
Where's she buried, Tessa?
I don't know.
You don't know where you buried her, Tessa?
I didn't kill her.
You didn't?
She wasn't even there that night.
Well, how would you know that, Tessa? If you weren't there yourself.
Mulder, you're not seeing the whole picture here.
Which is?
Which is that in all likelihood, Ruby is dead.
Is that your conclusion or the conclusion of the Sioux City Sheriff's Department?
They're searching the national park, and the rescue dive team is coming in from Des Moines to drag the lake.
They're wasting their time.
Do you really think Tessa Sears is telling the truth?
Why not? What if Ruby never did show up that night?
She lied to us in the library. She lied to us about her pregnancy. What makes you think she wouldn't lie to us about killing Ruby?
Because something was out there in those woods.
We have a suspect in custody. We have a confession to one murder, and we have a statement which speaks to the intent to commit another. It's over, Mulder. It's time to go home and turn this over to local law enforcement.
I can't do that.
Mulder, where are you going?
Talk to the boy.
Darlene won't even let you in the door.
Well, I've got to see him.
They don't want to have anything to do with us. Rhoda, stop. Stop running after your sister. This won't bring her back.
Come with me or don't come with me. But until they find a body, I'm not giving up on that girl.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
I'm gonna check upstairs.
Oh my God.
What is it?
Just come up here. It's her. It's Ruby. This is a long shot, Mulder. They could be anywhere.
You know, when I was a kid, I had this ritual. I'd close my eyes before I walked into my room. Because I thought that one day when I opened them, my sister would be there. Just lying in bed, like nothing ever happened. You know, I'm still walking into that room. Every day of my life. Scully. Darlene!
Look, there's the trailhead.
Kevin.
I couldn't keep up with him.
Go ahead.
Sorry, but I don't...
She's here, I know it!
Kevin, I don't think she is.
I know how much you wanted it to be her. I did too.
But she's still alive.
I'll get help.
Nurse says she's been awake for almost an hour.
Any ideas what caused the coma?
There's no sign of head trauma, no narcotic traces or electrolyte abnormalities. But her white blood cell count was sky high.
By any chance, was there an attendant reduction in the lymphocyte population or release of glucocorticoids?
Actually, both. How did you know that?
They're symptoms of prolonged weightlessness. Shuttle astronauts have reported similar imbalances.
FBI. I'm Special Agent Dana Scully, and this is Fox Mulder.
My mom said you might be coming by.
How are you feeling?
Fine, I guess.
Where were you, Ruby? Can you tell us?
It's okay, Ruby. He knows.
I'm not supposed to tell. They told me not to say.
Who told you? Ruby, who told you?
Sweetheart, you don't have to say anything.
You're right. We should wait till Ruby gets a little stronger.
Can we speak outside for a moment? I think that it's best that we put all of this behind us. I mean, hasn't Ruby been through enough already?
I know how disoriented she must seem right now, but in a couple weeks, maybe even a few days, we could...
I don't want her talking to you or anyone.
She should be encouraged to tell her story, not to keep it inside. It's important that you let her.
Important to who? I have my daughter back. I don't want any more trouble. Besides, she can hardly remember anything.
But she will remember one day, one way or another, even if it's only in dreams. And when she does, she's going to want to talk about it. She's going to need to talk about it.
Like I did. Listen to me. All of my life, I have been ridiculed for speaking my mind.
But it was the truth, Darlene.
The truth has caused me nothing but heartache. I don't want the same thing for her.
It doesn't have to be that way for Ruby.
As far as I'm concerned, she spent the last month on the back of a Harley Davidson.
Is that what you're going to tell Kevin?
I'm sorry.
Are open?
Yeah, they're open. It's like nothing's happening.
Try turning your head.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't know. I can't move. So I don't. I just lie there in bed.
Can you see your sister?
No. But I can hear her.
What is she saying?
She's calling out my name over and over again. She's crying out for help, but I can't help her. I can't move.
Are you scared?
I know I should be, but I'm not.
Do you know why?
Because of the voice.
The voice?
The voice in my head.
What's it telling you?
Not to be afraid. It's telling me that no harm will come to her. And that one day she'll return.
Do you believe the voice?
I want to believe.
This.